you can sit Mike? Here and...
I'll sit next to his girlfriend. Maybe make him jealous.
I'm jealous.
Are you going too close?
Or
are
you
going
to...
There you go.
So,
when are you
going
to set the table?
I got a scooper.
I've already went through this. This is your show. Not just our show.
Everything to do.
Arnold's still here?
The hot seat, apparently.
Okay. Kicked him out, so I got my seat
back. No. That's for Jeff.
We're ready to resume.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. From break. Yeah.
And the second thing, Jeff's knocked out the police stuff.
Okay, you got everything back on, Robin?
I do. Just waiting on them to pass off the papers.
We're good? Okay. Okay, everyone, it's 3:04 p.m. And we will continue with our budget meeting, and we currently have
license fees.
The police department, Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff have just arrived, and we will continue on with them. So, who wants to lead off with this, Jeff? You or should we lead off with here? You think? I'm kind of letting you direct it. You got most of the answers here, anyway.
Police levy, police department fund or operations. Got some major challenges with the police department, police levy. As everybody is aware, there was an attempt to renew a levy with an increase that did not pass. So it poses problems for us going into 2022. 2022 will be the last year of collection on the five-year levy. After that, drops down to just the continuing levies that are in existence.
Yeah.
Pretty much cuts the budget almost in half.
Okay.
Right now, based upon estimates, $1,470,000 in revenue for the fire or police department, expenditures of $1,661,000. It's going to leave them with about $6,900 at the end of 2022. One of the big losses for the police department is the ticket revenue that came into existence from the cameras that were run in the school zones. At one point, that revenue was generating a sizable amount for the township. I'm looking at the budget worksheet to find it.
About $300,000 a
year. Yeah, it was between $300,000 and $400,000 a year. That's after the collection fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a major loss.
That would be in that. Yeah.
Major loss to the department. We've already been told that that does not qualify for lost revenue.
Mm, that would have been nice.
Nope. So, whether or not the tickets from the cameras in the school zone get reinstated and collection starts again remains to be seen yet. I think Steve may be working on a couple of things
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was to start up again, it's going to take several months before you see any revenue coming in on these things. So, I don't know if either of you guys want to address something on that.
On the camera?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it takes 60 to 90 days before you see the revenue.
I think it'd take even longer than that, sir.
Well, I mean, that's based on the last time. I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
There may be a little more fighting over it than there was the last time.
Well, everybody wants to fight over everything. Yeah. So,
my thoughts would be 6 months at least.
All right, 6 months. So
they were sending us revenue weekly when it was in full swing.
No, they were, but it took about...
But to get people to pay.
2 to 3 months, because you have a 45-day initial window.
Absolutely.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, once you get past that two-month period,
I don't foresee that ever coming back.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, we have a meeting, Ralph, the chief and me with a representative from the clerk of courts.
Yeah, from the
Friday afternoon. Okay. So we're hoping we hear good news from that.
Okay.
We've talked to a municipal court judge, and he is trying to help us a little bit with this process. So.
Okay.
We'll have more for you, hopefully, good news.
Yeah, we have that meeting scheduled pretty quick, don't we?
With the clerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's week at 2:30. So, yeah, hopefully the chief and I will have some positive results from that conversation.
See where that goes.
I'm hoping it's not a regurgitation of the initial meeting we had with the same person.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to see what they have to say now, and you know, but not overly hopeful. So my question for Jeff, to make sure nothing's changed, are we still projected to be $100,000 short by the end of next year?
We are at the end of 22. $6,000. We were up around 17 to 20, but there's a couple other things that got added in.
How did we originally get to 100? Because
I think you're talking about the carryover into 23, needing that $100,000, Jeff. That's what we were talking about.
More specifically, I'm talking because our last meeting, you guys said we needed to give at least 3 layoff notices in December, or not December, but January. So I want to know, is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that's the more important thing that the board needs to digest.
It is to me, and I also had the question, too, because our time levy there, our current time levy, that's just getting ready to expire, was good through 2022.
Correct.
And I don't know where the gap is, I guess.
You mean why it's not going to make it through 2022?
Correct.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no clue.
That's a question we need to talk about.
Yeah, it's like we don't have enough money to carry through the levy that we promised.
Because we're now at the staffing where the levy was originally intended for. It was not intended to get us to 13 full-time,
correct,
with addition of 6 part-time.
Right.
The levy was put on at a bare minimum to get us back to 11.
So essentially
full-time.
What we did is we maybe utilized a few more officers than...
Well, we did. We used the camera money.
I know.
And the premise was, if we have the money to spend, we should put officers on the street.
Correct.
So, it could be part of that reduction in funds that we get through property taxes. I honestly don't know, Ralph. There's been so much change in everything that it's hard to put your finger on.
Big issues there, and then the other thing is the setup, I guess, of the what, you know, the funding and everything, how many officers and things like that would it actually take care of? And I don't know. I mean, I know we worked a lot on when the levy first passed, and
right.
Once we did, we basically were using money there that was unattended or not intended to subsidize police. I mean, we had the money to use there. I think that stated we could use all that money, but I don't think when it came to the levy itself, that was taken into consideration, you know, that ticket money and all that. So I think that's where probably you're looking at some shortfall. It has to be. I don't know any other way you could go, but it still doesn't satisfy my head that we had enough money in that levy
right.
to not carry us through 22, you know?
Well, carry you through 2022 at what level?
Right.
No, that was the question, what level?
Oh, okay, gotcha. So it could be a lesser amount of people.
Because right now, barely going to make it through 2022.
Okay.
And the budget is set. The staff levels that are allowed with the revenue that's coming in is 10 officers full-time, mm-hmm. and that includes the chief and the lieutenant,
right.
and 4 part-timers.
Okay.
Okay. At the end of the year, you're down to...
Something's got to give, is what you're saying, yeah.
There's $700,000 that will come in from the continuing levies for police,
okay.
and that's only sufficient to finance 4 officers
okay.
and expenses.
And 2 of those 4 being the chief and lieutenant. Okay.
So according to this, we'll be 191,000 short.
What did you say, next, please?
Huh?
2 of the 4 being what?
Yes. 2 of the 4, again, that's going into 23.
Okay.
If no more levies were to pass,
okay.
and we drop to just the 2 existing permanent levies, of the 4 people, 2 of them would be chief and lieutenant, and then there would be 2 full-time okay. officers. That's all that the 700,000 would cover
yeah.
when you account for unemployment benefits, etc.
Yeah.
Okay?
To the best of my knowledge, you have 2 chances for a levy next year.
Okay.
1 in May and 1 in November.
Okay.
And a decision has to be made as to how much additional will you ask for, if any. You've got a 4.1, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
It's a 4.1 mil levy that's up for renewal during 22. That its effective rate is only 2.7.
I think it's
going
to drop to 2.7 potentially, but I know right now it's at 2.88. If you go online and look at the levy estimator, the current 4.1 mil levy, my reduction rate is down to 2.88. So reduction factors are taking into effect, and it's not just with the police levy; it's with all levies, dating back to when the township was first established.
Okay.
So, again. A mill generates approximately $200,000 here. Okay.
So
part of what needs to be looked at is what is the staffing levels you want for the police department?
No.
That's going to drive the amount of revenue you need
no.
to cover the budget. Yeah.
No.
And Chief can explain the timing on the notices that would have to take place if the levies fail.
We would have to give 6 months notice. So if we're going to be 200,000 short, not 100,000 according to this, right, 191
yes.
by the end of next year, then layoff notices would have to be given in January.
Are we coming up with a bunch of different numbers? I mean, because you had, what did you say, 100,000, now it's 200,000.
Yeah, it was 100, now it's... Initially, I was told 100. Now it's looking like 191.
Hey, Jeff, he's looking at the net change in fund balance. That number is coming from the difference between revenue and expenditures.
Yes.
The number, the 100,000 that we initially started off this meeting was, I believe, because of the carryover that would be needed for the following year. That's why we were looking at, okay, what kind of layoffs would have to take place during the year 22 to have enough money to sufficiently cover the first month of 23. That net change in fund balance, that is not how much you're going to, that's just your difference between these two.
Okay.
This is what you're projected to have left.
Okay, Nick, we need that balance for the minutes. What is the number?
The number of the net change in fund balance is $191,287.
Negative.
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 And that's the difference between the expenditures and the revenue.
The problem that we have, whether it's 100,000 or 200,000, is if the levy doesn't pass in May, then all that kind of doesn't matter because we'll be going down to one shift at that point.
And not only that, but you would have to lay off the rest
of the department. We'd have to lay off a lot more.
The rest of the department.
So as far as the money going into 23, we'll already be at one shift by then. So
my question is, we go back to just the levies that are on the book. Take me back to when the last levy.
Oh, gosh, I can pull that up.
No. Let me hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What did it support back then?
The
2018 levy.
The 2017 levy that we did that took effect. I'm the 5-year levy. Or the permanent levy.
The two permanent levies. Obviously, the last permanent levy was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, and there was one before that.
The cost of living was a lot lower, and et cetera.
They were 11 full-time, including the chief.
Okay.
And that's
on those levies.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And that was probably back when, in the 90s?
Yeah, and it's never been updated.
I came on under that one. I came on under that levy. We also had...
You had one passed in 1988, and you had another one passed in 06.
Yeah.
The 06 was time.
No,
the 06 is
permanent.
Permanent.
We have two permanent. Together, they bring in about 7.
There was two permanent levies prior... it was my thought. And then we didn't actually do any additional levies until...
The temporary.
The temporary, which was 2017.
Yeah, it took effect in 2018.
Yeah.
And that was...
So we actually didn't have our first permanent levy until 1988.
No, 2006.
That was 1988. The very first one was 1988. There was another permanent passed in 2006.
Yeah. The last one was 2006.
But the effective rates on those combined, at least for my particular parcel, are just over 3 mils. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that supported 11 officers. That's amazing.
Right.
Back
then. I was making $8 an hour when I came here.
Yeah.
And those are two permanent levies.
Yes.
And they will carry on now.
No, they'll go.
Until those levies ultimately someday, I guess they'll run
they
out someday.
No, they don't.
They never.
Permanent.
They'll continue to bring in something.
So you always have a police department.
Right.
Now.
Of sorts.
Of sorts, yeah.
So I don't know what decisions do they have to make today, Jeff?
Today, none.
Yeah.
Okay.
First part of next year, if the levy goes on the May ballot, paperwork and the resolution to get it on there has to be done at least 90 days prior till.
Yes.
So January, February time frame is when decisions are going to be made as to what size levy.
January,
mm-hmm. February. In anticipation of the levy not passing in May, reduction in staff to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in there, however, that's going to work.
Okay? Yeah.
And going, if May fails, you've got November. And by that time, I'm not sure where the department's going to be.
I don't. Where do you go if you run out of levy? We got the two more to do next year. What happens after that? If both those fail.
Then we go down to one shift.
Four people.
Okay, I understand that. But are you in the future allowed by state law to wait a while and refile.
No, you can refile every year if you want.
Refile
every
what?
Every twice a year.
Refile for what?
I never was sure about that.
Yeah, to run to put a levy on.
You've got two chances for it to be a renewal levy next year.
Next year.
If nothing passes next year, you are after a new levy because the levy's expired. You can't renew
right,
it.
Right, right.
The problem is, Ralph.
Just a minute, I want to understand this. Say that again, what you just said.
The levy expires at the end of next year. Once it expires, you no longer have the chance to renew it.
Okay.
So at that point, you're putting
on
the levy.
Not renew that levy.
Right. At that point, you're putting on a new
levy. Now, go ahead. Now, you can apply for a permit the following year, is that what you're saying?
No, anytime you can redo, anytime. The time levy, once it succeeded and it didn't pass after a certain period, you can't call it a renew anymore. You'd have to put a new one on for the same bill.
Okay, that's what I want to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can keep doing that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can repetitively do that. Yeah.
Right, right.
Year.
But it'd be a new, wouldn't be a renewal after that.
I've never dug into it, so I don't really know.
No,
so
no worries.
That clarified that. Okay. So it's just not like if you do try again next year that you're done forever. I mean,
no, you're not done.
You're
forever.
Not really done at all. You've got two permanent levies, but
you can always put something on.
You can always put something
the,
out there.
The, yeah. The problem is we keep trying to do a time levy, and if it doesn't pass.
Well, at this point in time, I don't think anything that failed. These guys had their.
Well. I
meat
that,
cleavers out, man. They didn't want it. You
but
know.
The problem is that the residents aren't picking up on Ralph. And
I know.
Part of the negative, you know, people going around spreading things that aren't true, is when we lay everybody off and they leave, it costs us more money to rebuild.
No, I know it does.
And so it's costing the taxpayers.
And to retrain, and you know, you got all this, and you got swinging doors, and people don't realize they will never get stability.
No.
In a police department, they'll never see the same cops again.
They will not.
They come and go, and they don't know you, and all and all.
So the problem is, theoretically, what could happen is if by the time we go down to one shift and the levy does pass,
correct,
we will most likely be on one shift
yep.
for 2 to 3 years trying to retrain people
yep.
before
sheriff,
we go back to three shifts.
We had a meeting with the sheriff's department.
So,
I'll make the same statement.
Then you're competing with everybody else.
Then you're competing right. with everybody
I'll make
else.
The same statement that I've made repetitively is if there's any way we can have a fairly decent police department, I think we're crazy not to have it. If we have to give up something else to have our police department, everything, and the times are critical right now, there is big danger out there. It's not totally safe to go downtown and come home or
no.
go to the grocery store.
No, not
or even come to a meeting here. For
no, it's dangerous.
It's not going to be long before the people realize to open shop here, Ralph.
Yeah.
If I was a criminal,
yeah.
you know they don't have
Absolutely.
Police here.
I'm not all that happy about running around when I think. Yeah, go ahead.
Last week, just so you know, we will lose our officer because the sheriff's department has pretty much made a commitment to lateral transfer as soon as we lay off they want them.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring them on over at a step that's higher, probably make them more than what we are right now.
Right.
I don't think the guys are actually wanting to be in the jail, but it will be, they want our guys. They've already told us that.
Well,
so does the board want to make any decisions today about layoffs based on the fiscal department?
I don't even know if we're in a position to make a.
Jeff, you said that
at
this time we don't need to make that decision. Is
not
that
today.
Correct? Not today?
Not today. But
until what, December?
January?
January? Yes.
You can wait until January.
Yeah, okay. January, February time frame is the time for discussion and determining what levy you're going to place on the ballot. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
And will you run a department with
6 months, right?
Three shifts, two shifts, what?
Yeah.
Change.
So that would be the question.
Well, here's what my thoughts are on it. Since we don't have enough to fill all shifts, truly. Now, are we going to be prohibited at, as we speak of utilizing a police or a part-time officer, that kind of thing, or as we are, is the way we have been?
Yeah, if right now, no.
Okay.
If we lay off, we have to lay off the part-timers first.
I understand that.
Okay.
If we lay off nobody.
Well, then
still the way we stand.
Then we go the way we stand.
Okay.
We brown out when we don't have coverage, and we do priority one and two runs on
that. Okay. Just what we talked about in the prior meeting.
Correct. Uh-huh. Correct.
Well,
does the staffing level that we budgeted give you two shifts or three?
Three iffy shifts, meaning
okay.
Depends on
okay.
People come
it's
to
fair.
Work or not, you know.
Can my point, I guess, is can how many folks do you have on the third shift at all?
Three.
Not, we would have three.
Not at one time, but three total.
Okay.
Assigned.
So you basically have one on duty.
Yeah, one in with
one
maybe
and a half
two,
or what else?
Maybe two.
Okay. What? How much activity do those folks have?
I mean, most of your runs that you take at night are more of a two-officer run
because
they deal with, you know, people breaking into something, intoxicated people, more violent crimes, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
I guess my point, I guess what I'm trying to get to, I don't know for a fact, but I do know this, that there's an awful lot of crime. You know, in the early part of the night up to 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody would agree to that.
Sure.
So could that be a situation we could beef up that so-called second shift? And now the sheriff, they have 24-7 out there in Prairie, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
How many... runs, what you think, could they pick up a run here and a run there for us?
They will pick up the runs that they are statutorily required to take. That's what they said.
And that would be their statutorily contracted to Prairie.
Well, no, they're required to go to highest priority runs.
Okay, gotcha.
Not in any certain
so
time frame.
A really bad injury or
they would
shooting.
Come, yes.
Okay.
What
like that,
type
yeah.
of calls would not be responded to?
Dog barking.
Well, yeah, obviously things like barking dogs, loud noise, suspicious
well,
person.
Yeah.
If somebody broke into your garage and you see them running down the street,
right.
It's not important.
Right.
They're not going to send a car.
Right.
They might after you shoot them. But
right. Yeah, I mean, if
see,
if,
when
but
we
if
had,
you,
had our full crew and everything, we actually. Had kind of moved in to have been able to have enough people to really investigate the so-called misdemeanors.
We did, yes. That. We were, yeah.
And we had good success on that, and people were really getting good service.
So we're going to try to stretch it as thin as we can until we lay them off as soon as they get the notices. Most of them are more than likely going to leave,
okay.
And we're probably going to reduce coverage even more prior to the levy even being put on in May, I would imagine.
Well, if we, you know, start changing around, you know they're going to be looking for a change, obviously.
Right.
You know.
So that's that decision's going to be made for us, I would assume.
I don't know.
People will jump
what
ship
you
when
thinking?
They can.
Yeah, why not?
I agree.
What are you thinking, John?
And they did it with fire.
I'm thinking that, you know, I've lived through this once before. And it's nothing new. I believe that the only thing that we can do is a letter from the chief, let people know what our options are, let people know what, ask basically a survey. What is it that you want? Why do you not want a levy to, how much coverage do you want? How much are you willing to spend and what would you want? Because when we put a levy back on, I'm not for putting a time levy on and doing the same thing again in 5 years, 4 years. We're operating a business. And if you operate a business, you got to know that you have permanent funds to operate that. If we need a time levy, then that's either for buying cars, equipment, and once that is paid off, it goes away.
Well, I understand.
So my thought is, basically, we're going to have to go with the chief's recommendation. What we've done before, brown out the days that we can't do service, and try to serve the people of the township the best we can with what we've got. I don't think throwing in the towel yet is
well.
Is
we're
the
obligated,
bottom line.
You know. We're obligated with the two levies already in place. But well, actually, we still have three in place.
Well, yeah, the time levy's not out yet.
No, we do. We're going to do the most we can with what we have, Ralph.
So
we have some options. Hopefully, we'll be able to make the school zone safer and start that process back up again.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that in the newsletter, there was a survey put together in there for those residents that do get it.
But what I would like to see is us to be able to send out a letter straight from the chief with no other stuff other than the police stuff so that we are focused strictly on what our needs are, where we're at, and this is what's going on.
Do we have a mailing list of all the townships? Well, we probably
do. I'm sure we do,
do
with the company that sends
does
stuff
the letter,
out.
So, yeah.
Granted, the township, the general fund will probably have to help out, cover the cost of the mailing. But I think it's essential that we reach out to the public to say, okay, there's 130 people.
We definitely have to reach out to the public.
130 people made a difference between passing and not going. What is it that you want to see, and what service do you want? I mean, because obviously they are the ultimate of what's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly. Now, having said that, so you're thinking, Jeff, around the first part of the year, we're going to have to let somebody go, right?
No, no.
Okay.
The notice needs to be sent because you've got a 6-month time frame.
Okay, I forgot
so
about
if you
that.
Set send the notice in January, it's July that they would be paid off.
Yeah.
Now, none of us I know want to be laying someone off because that's their livelihood. So
I've forgotten about that 6-month notice. There,
The chance for the sheriff's department to pick them up.
That's correct.
In a way, I'm glad to hear that because I hate to see somebody laid off.
Well, here's what I think. I don't see us resolving it instantly.
I just thought that was nice that they're
no.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to. What I think we need to do is staff the best you can. Think about looking at the guys and see if maybe we can beef that second shift up some, or maybe even do a one or two staggered shift, or maybe do a staggered shift.
So
I presented that.
What about
before.
This, Mr. Hunt?
Okay.
When we went through this before, I know Chief and I, we convinced the union to let us have part-timers when they would never do it.
I do remember that.
And it really helped out. Is there a way that they would let us, until we would lay someone off, allow us to have some part-timers?
Yep.
Additional?
If we had
additional
to.
Part-timers?
Right. I mean, obviously, how are we going to pay for them?
Well, I'm being told that we can't.
I understand. But, I mean, I'm just...
I don't understand
the
them drawing the line. Now, I think they've been generous with you anyway, honestly.
Well, I mean, we could hire them. We just don't have any money.
Exactly.
That's
a moot point.
Them off.
Here's my layoff notice.
They go for
right.
That's why you just come in
makes
here.
Sense.
If we could keep some of the part-timers we got, and you have to work for the FOP on that, of course. See, we're ending our shifts at 11 p.m.
No.
Our second shift.
We're
currently, but you're carrying over through the night.
Yes.
So what if we eliminate that all-nighter and see if we can stagger a guy or two in, or a person, I think we've got a lady, too.
I presented that to the board, Ralph.
Did you?
And the board opted...
Opted not to.
To go with doing the best we can on each shift, and...
And just keep the third and the fourth like the way we can. Well, we could do that.
I mean, I don't know.
But if, I'm just thinking, the big part of where the problems come in at late at night or bar closing times, you know that. And a lot of them don't close till 2:30 in the morning and all that. Yeah. We had one shot out here at Shaker's the other night.
I know.
So we're getting people shot all over the place. Now, people aren't realizing it. How many did you have shot? Right, a day? Two?
We had two shootings last
week. And then we had five the week before, right? Had five deaths
that's
the week before.
Rough neighborhood.
Now, do people know that people are absolutely getting killed out here?
You know, Ralph, I do the best I can to educate them. I don't know what else we can do.
You know, I don't either.
Without putting up billboards.
That's what I just said a little bit earlier. I got a couple of, what do you call them? What do you call them? Cell phone robbing? Texas. Yay, no more taxes. You know, we're done.
Yeah. Till somebody's breaking into your house, then it's all over but the crying.
And, you know, I don't want to lose our police, and I think, I don't know, I just like if somebody wanted to harass somebody, I mean, I'm concerned about our neighbors and harass them.
Now's their opportunity if they want to break in and harass
their neighbors. And if I can spend an extra $10 a month or something like that, for God's sake, I sure sleep a lot easier each night.
It's a good thing we cleaned up that Eastfield situation.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even be addressing
that. Yeah, we may clean it up for good, because I may move away.
I'll give up my Pepsi or something.
You know, trying to talk people into voting, but there's a few people that just set their heart that they wouldn't, you know, I guess $8 a month is more important to them than their grandchildren. They got grandchildren too, by the way.
I know.
They go to school.
I know.
And they're responsible for them.
Right.
But too, Mr. Horn, there was, from what I've heard, there was some misinformation going around that your taxes would double.
Yeah.
So
your taxes would double. Somebody even put a word out that you told these ladies. I think you guys run into them yourself. Said their taxes was going to be up, raised by $890 or something like that.
$750.
Some atrocious figure there. You know.
We were walking around talking. We had people.
I guess the little lady said, oh, I'm woke by the cops, but
like, it's not that much.
I can't pay over $900. You know. So this has to be people going around and telling things like that, you know.
Spreading rumors that are true.
Yeah. So,
well, it's important.
So I guess, you know, I think we know where we're at here, John. How about us just leaving the thing ride here for a minute then, and let's run over this another time.
Well, yeah, because I think today's just basically fact-finding and getting us the actual numbers. There's nothing that we can really make a move on today, sir.
I think that's what we need to do.
Proposed budget for next year. We start the year off with 10 officers, including lieutenant and the chief, and 4 part-timers. Depending upon how things go throughout the year, that staff level may dwindle, especially if the levy fails in May. Okay? But there are some actions that need to be taken in January, and we go from there. Okay? But at least right now, you've got barely 3 shifts, but you've got 2 shifts.
Yeah,
ish. So, but there are some positives that we possibly could come into play with. 1, the cameras. 2, if we were able to use any of the other monies that come in from $500,000, but we won't know that till later.
And maybe a longer term of time.
Right.
School's up.
A longer term of time and folks trying to get around to the residents and explain to them. The situation here, because
it's gonna take
they're not getting all the facts.
going to take some.
Mike, did you see some of that going on, misinformation, things like that? I know. I'm pretty sure you don't want to get rid of the cops, or at least I don't think so. And I know I
didn't know if I was allowed to talk or not, so I was just waiting until the end. But since you asked me the question, I have seen that. But I mainly came to get information today because I have people that I talk to, and again, I don't want to spread misinformation or things like that.
Correct.
So I took the time out of my day to come down when I saw this was about to sleep. I didn't come for the other ones, I only came for this one.
Well, even the people that did not vote for the levy, that, I mean, I you know, I'm not able to get out and walk like I used to and everything, but I've probably made probably a total of a couple hundred homes. And I didn't run into, well, I didn't see all those homes that I went to, but the people I did see, they did not want to lose their police department. But they, some of them had said that, oh my God, I can't pay them all this money. You know, that there's been some people saying, and said, no, it's $100,000. You know, it's a raise of $8 and less than $9 on a $100,000 home. Well, we don't have a $100,000 home. Well, you're payment will be less than that then. It's graded on the value of your home. And, oh, it is. Oh, I vote for it. But nobody had really taken time to tell them that, you know. And I can understand. I've lived poor, too. And, you know, if you can't afford something, you can't afford something.
Well, it's $96 a year.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think Mike has ever changed his stance. He's always been a great supporter for the police department. Unless it changed now.
No, I don't think anybody said that.
Yeah, you've always been a supporter for
it. I have thoughts on the levy passing and why it didn't pass and stuff, but I didn't think that's what this meeting was about, so I wasn't going
to. Yeah, it's about $25,000, so that's roughly what our
I think we have the makings of a real good department, and I hate to see it broken up and we go back really to a bad way, you know.
That's the entire levy.
That's where I'm at, so I think it's worth working a little more
on top of the renewal.
So,
there's no questions regarding the budget at this time, so are we taking another break?
Yes. Okay.